Get ready to rack to school at your Nordstrom Rack store, because the deals are amazing. Levi's, Adidas, Volcom, and Hurley from only $20. Save on everyone's favorite denim, sneakers, boots, backpacks, and more at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry, get first dibs on new arrivals from just $20 and make it the best school year ever. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
This is Movers and Shakers, where we interview the upcoming generation of Make It Happen multifamily investors to share their story.
Welcome to the Movers and Shakers podcast. My name is Gino Barbaro, co-founder of Jake and Gino, multifamily investor, educator, father, mentor, and I'm joined by my co-host, Joshua Ryan Rusin, the community director of Jake and Gino. Josh, how are you doing today, bro?
Gino, doing well. I've been waiting all day for you to ask me this question. I'll tell you what, Gino, I was getting ready this morning, and as I was putting some product in my hair, I read on the label, it said humidity resistant. So what I thought of immediately is this thing can go with me to Florida. I'm all set, getting ready for the move in January.
Dude, there's not enough humidity down here. I want it to be hotter, okay, everybody, because the heat is great. I love the heat, and Josh didn't get the memo. I'm wearing pink this morning. Josh is wearing gray. So Josh usually wears the same color shirt as I do. He didn't get the memo, so a little upset by that, Josh.
Gino, besides wanting more heat, what's going on in your neck of the woods over there?
You know, it's going great. I'm not going to lie to you. Everyone's got to get out there. Everyone has to create their own success. And I think ultimately we need to be responsible, whether it's for with our health, whether it's with responsible of what we put into our mind. This is all about personal growth and personal development. The last 4 months, if you have been working on yourself, you've lost an amazing opportunity. You know, Josh, what's that parable? When's the best time to plant the tree? 20 years ago? What's the next best time? Now. Start working on your personal development today. And we have an amazing guest on today. And there's no excuses. He's young, right? He's here to make it happen. And just listen to his story, because it's important, because today is the day that you start working on yourself.
Love that. Speaking of today's guest, we have Peter Prati. So he's originally from Long Island, New York. He's been living in Knoxville, Tennessee, which is also where he's doing all his investing. He started out wholesaling and eventually transitioned into asset investing. Peter's first purchase was a 7-unit apartment complex. And 2 years later, he is part of a portfolio that includes almost 200 units, including apartments and mobile home parks. Peter has actually completed 3 apartment syndications from start to finish with returns of 30% plus to investors. Now, welcome to the show, Peter.
Hey, Josh. Yeah, I'm very happy to be here. You know, it's great to talk to you guys all the time, but today is even more special. So very excited.
Awesome. Hey, Peter, so one thing we left out of that, how old are you for the listeners?
I just turned 23.
Man, that's impressive. So let's take it back to, you know, where did real estate come into the picture? Did you go to college? How did you get introduced to it? Why real estate?
Yeah, this is always kind of funny because, you know, now that I'm in real estate full time, I get asked less and less about college. But a couple of years ago, I was getting asked all the time and people would laugh pretty hard because I was originally wanting to be a nurse anesthetist, which is kind of a nurse that specializes in anesthesia. And I actually have a nursing degree. So I didn't go on to do the specialization, but
no wonder why Josh loves you so much. You got one of those degrees that you spend money, you got debt, and you're not even using it. So that's why you guys like each other. Well, okay, keep going. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No problem. No, it's kind of funny when I tell people that they're always pretty shocked, but I found that halfway through college, I kind of started discovering business and real estate, and I began to execute on both throughout the years. And then I finally finished college. I decided to go through the summers and finish early. And I was wholesaling almost exclusively at the time. So through wholesaling and through the connections that I was meeting and the different people that I was coming to know, I obviously started discovering multifamily investing. And wholesaling was great. You know, I was even younger at the time. We were making good money, whatnot. But, you know, the guys that are really wealthy and the guys that are well off and that have good lives and less stressful lives, they were investing in assets. Mm-hmm. So we thought, you know, myself and my partner at the time, we thought this is the kind of the way to go. You know, we're not going to stop wholesaling because mm-hmm. it's fun. But we're also going to start going towards asset investing. And that's what we did.
So Peter, you're from Long Island. How long ago did you move down to Knoxville?
I would say a little less than 10 years ago.
So the whole family moved down?
Yeah, my parents and my little brother and the rest of my family is all still there. So I go visit at least 4 times a year. You know, sometimes I hope to do more, but it was a great place and I miss it for sure.
So let's talk about that real quick, because Jake did the same thing, and I did the same thing 3 years ago. Jake moved from New York to Knoxville back in 2011. Why did your parents move down to Knoxville?
It was kind of the typical reason why people are moving down to the Southeast. I think it's because, you know, the taxes were really high. Mm-hmm. The cost of living is really high. The stress and the way of life is more so than it is in the South, which mm-hmm. I'd call that a negative of the South, actually. But those are kind of the primary reasons why they moved. And I think it was a pretty good decision overall.
So, Peter, what you look at as a negative, I can always take that as into a positive, because I feel the same way. It takes 2 weeks to get something done in Florida, but that doesn't mean it takes me 2 weeks. That means I can compete and I can outwork and I can outgrind a lot of people down here. So that can be a positive. You know, I read a bumper sticker the other day and I loved it. I almost started cracking up and almost ran off the road. The bumper sticker basically said, "I'm not in your rush." Right. I just thought that was freaking awesome. And we're always in a rush, it seems like, to get somewhere to do something. And that's fine. But sometimes we need to reflect on, okay, we're here. We're going to adopt what's going down in the South, but we can still keep our work ethic. We can still keep our examples of what we think is right and wrong in business. And I think, Peter, a lot of people are coming down to the Southeast and they're bringing that work ethic down here. And I think over the last 10 or 15 years, things have changed. I think things have sped up a little for the better or for the worse. I think it's better because I think you're getting a much more diverse population down here. And I think it's amazing. So as you get down here, how did you get into wholesale? I mean, because that's something where you just don't jump in and say, "Hey, I'm going to start buying and selling houses." How did that look like?
Yeah. And to briefly go back to the migration to the South, I think one reason why I know that New Yorkers are moving down here is because there's more horns being beeped on the road. So that's a huge indication to me. The more horns, the more I know the migration's coming. But yeah, wholesaling, it was something where actually you guys had Harper Jones on the podcast before. He was wholesaling on his own. And I kind of took a little bit of an interest to it. And we were friends at the time and still are. We've been friends for a very long time. And so I kind of started, you know, getting a little curious about it, learning from him. And he was helpful enough to show me what he was doing and started doing it on my own. And that's kind of how I came into knowing about it. And then shortly after, we actually partnered up. But it was through a friend that I discovered it.
So that's awesome, everybody out there. What Peter did is he found a mentor. Found somebody he trusted, and it's either, you know, pay to play or seek to serve, as Josh says. And it seemed like he seek to serve. He learned the business, and then he actually partnered up with Harper. So I give you a lot of credit for that. Congrats.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. No, it was business was a far-fetched concept to me. I mean, my family were not really business owners historically. We just know that Italian American thing, just work harder, work more days, work more hours, just grind it out, the blue collar thing, which is good. And it helps me every day, but it wasn't a business minded mindset. Mm-hmm.
You know, Peter, here's what I want to know. So you create a strong income through wholesaling, and then you mentioned, "Hey, I can divert this money into assets, and that's how I'm going to really build real wealth." Most people at that age, when they have a strong active income, they think about spending it, right? Buying toys rather than leveling up and even just stacking it up in the bank account, right? Where did that mindset come from of, "I'm going to get assets, and that's how I'm going to create true wealth," is through those?
Well, you know, I probably have to give that to my parents. My parents were always very good with money, and they stress the importance of saving, which to an extent is good. So I used that mindset to save up the money, but then I also acquired this mindset from different connections and other mentors that were in asset investing to then invest that money you saved instead of just kind of keep it in a pile somewhere. But when you're 20 years old and you make decent money, like, you're going to waste some of it. But the key is to save as much as you can and invest in as much as you can. I think I did a decent job at that.
Peter, when you're 40 years old, you waste money. So I think and I think the revelation that everyone's that Peter had, I want everyone to write this down. Are you working hard for your money, or is your money working hard for you? You really need to stop and think about that, because that is a paradigm shift. There's nothing wrong with working hard for money. There's going to come a time when you don't have enough time and you're just going to cap out. So that's why multifamily is an amazing vehicle for us, because that's when you're going to have your money working hard for you. So it's work hard, work smart, and work with passion. That's the trinity that I talk about. But working hard cannot be overlooked, and working and getting out there and seek to serve, that all is part of it. But then once you've hit that shift, you need to go into the next shift of actually acquiring assets and start building your portfolio and start having your money work hard for you.
Yeah, Gino, to add to that, I think you hit something that's worth taking a deeper dive on. You can have unlimited money working for you. It mm-hmm. doesn't take sick days. It never complains, anything like that. Money is by far the best employee to have go out there, right? And you want it to mm-hmm. work, go out there and work, come back with more money. And that's a really good framework right there.
Love that.
All right, so Peter, let's talk about this. So you realize you're going to start putting the money into assets. You get a 7-unit apartment complex. Talk to me about that transition, kind of what you saw through that, and then some of your next steps from there in the multifamily investing business.
Yes, so the 7-unit was a very interesting, unique, oddball deal. I mean, it was a deal that I did pretty well on. I think it was actually one of our better returns, but I would have never bought it again because it just wasn't traditional. Mm-hmm. There was a couple of single family houses involved. There was a storage lease. There was a land lease for a parking lot involved. I mean, it was just an oddball deal. But we acquired it through direct mail and contacted the seller directly and were able to, you know, purchase that property for, I think, a really good price because it was off market and it was just a strange deal. Mm-hmm. We were able to raise rents on that property probably 25%, 30%. And eventually we just got to the point where the maintenance was, I mean, in my opinion, a little too high, just wasn't going to be a long-term asset. So I sold that property about 6-8 months ago for a decent profit.
Nice. Okay. With that, so when was your next deal? How soon did that come? And kind of what were some of the learning lessons through that deal as well that you had the first one?
Yeah. So we actually, purchased that property. And then a couple months later, we purchased a 6-unit property. It was a true apartment complex, very straightforward. That was also through direct mail. The man was about 90 years old. So he was ready to sell. You know, he kind of wanted to just cash out. And with that said, you know, that property was far under market as well. So we were able to renovate a couple of units, raise rents, you know, do some tidying up. And we held on to that property for another 6 months until we found a 35-unit apartment complex. So that property was really the start of the actual syndication process, I guess, for me, because that was a $2 million property. You know, I needed more money for it and such. So I invested my own money in that and raised other capital from investors as well. So, you know, over that few months there, we started building up a couple dozen units and a decent portfolio.
Now, one thing we didn't talk about yet is you self-managed these properties with the team you had built. Talk about that. Why did you guys self-manage it? What challenges in there? What pros to self-management?
Yeah, we had a partner, Hunter, and Hunter was gracious enough to manage it for us. And that was kind of pretty much his 80% of his time was allocated to managing. And that allowed us to really drive the assets where we wanted. So, you know, there's pros and cons to self-managing and outsourcing the managing. I think that the biggest pro is that when you have somebody that's an actual partner in the deal, they will take care of that better than somebody that's outsourced. I mean, there's really no doubt about that. And you're able to control the vendors that you use. You're able to see every financial, you know, type decision that's made in regards to maintenance and CapEx and things like that. So you are really more involved as well. And then outsourcing, I mean, you kind of have the good thing about outsourcing is that your time is completely freed up. I mean, it's completely at that point up to that company to do so. Obviously, it's a little more expensive. Obviously, the maintenance gets marked up, things like that. But we were able to really take those assets to exactly where we wanted them to go by being able to self-manage that in-house.
Peter, I hope that everyone listening on this podcast right now has said to themselves, well, I can't use age as an excuse for multifamily, and I can't use lack of funds as an excuse for getting into multifamily. Those two objections are completely crushed. Give me a framework or give me an idea of what the listener should do right now to start getting into multifamily.
I would say, you know, number one, you should, there's an abundance of resources on the internet for an introduction, right? Mm-hmm. You can scrape the surface of information from YouTube and books and all these different assets. I would say one big thing too is to join a mentorship program such as Jake and Gino in order to get more and more information. I think the biggest thing for me was, as you can kind of see, I haven't said it straight out, but I've inferred it. I've used partnerships with some great partners. I've had mentors that I've been able to call to get advice. And things like Jake and Gino's community is one of those things that is kind of invaluable, because I like to call it, you can, you know, leverage people's time into minutes. So you can leverage decades of experience and thousands of units, hundreds of units like people have in the community. And you can have a 5-minute phone call, or you can ask a question that takes 3 minutes in the Facebook group, right? So how invaluable is that, that you can go out and turn, you know, years and years and years into minutes like that? It's incredible.
I love that. So I need to recap this for everybody. So I want everyone to write this down. The first thing you need to do is to decide, right? This is the vehicle. I can see Peter's creating wealth. Wholesaling is great. It's sexy. It's transactional. It does pay the bills. You can make money. But once you make the money, you want your money working hard for you. The second step, everybody, you need to look at an abundance of resources. Google multifamily. Google Jake and Gino. That's really important, which leads me to education times action equals results. You can take massive action, but you need to take massive education also. If you don't couple the both of those, you're not going to get the results you want. I think the third thing is, let's have a realistic time frame of, you know what, you're not going to get a deal in 30 days. This is more of a long game. Peter got into wholesaling, don't have to do that. But he also levered partnerships, which is really important. That'll dramatically cut the learning curve, which is number one. The second thing, joining a mentorship program or joining a platform or community will also dramatically shorten your learning curve. So think about that also. And then once you start doing that, it's either seek to serve or pay to play. Once again, go out there and help others, answer questions, ask questions, try to give value to people out there. And that's just your starting point. And then from there, Peter was fortunate to live in a great market. If you're not living in a great market, if you're living in a market like New York and you're trying to look for other markets, it's selecting one or two markets and building those, I guess, resources. Peter, can you talk to us about, you know, how you went out and found a partnership and how you built a team around you to help you in the multifamily space?
Well, yeah, I guess I'll go briefly even back to the wholesaling days in regards to the partnership with Harper. And that's that, you know, he was wholesaling on his own, right? And he was good at it. Mm-hmm. He wasn't just going to say, hey, let's wholesale together, even though you haven't done anything. So I actually had to go out and wholesale deals on my own before we could partner up, and he could see, okay, this is going to be a valuable partnership. We can both bring a lot to the table. Mm-hmm. So fast forward to multifamily, it's the same concept. If you are someone that can find deals and someone else can bring money to the table, then you have a mutually beneficial relationship and you're going to naturally attract partners. I mean, mm-hmm. It's very, very easy if you're bringing value that people are going to want to work with you. I mean, that's at the end of the day, that's all it is, right? And so if you can bring money and you can bring deals, and someone else can manage, well, there's another asset that you can bring to the table and they can bring mutually beneficial. So the first thing is bringing value, and that's first and foremost.
I like this. So what does it look like now that you're in the multifamily space and you're rocking and rolling? You like it. What's a typical day for Peter?
Well, you know, I'm also a broker and developer now. I was fortunate enough to get an opportunity in town with somebody, a family office type thing. And so my day-to-day is spent on brokerage and development at this point. I'm also focusing on multifamily within that space as well. But investing, you know, I try to look at least a deal or two every single day, whether it's something that I kind of know is not going to work out in the back of my mind, or something that looks really, really juicy. But the deal flow for both brokerage and development, and as well as the multifamily investing that I also do personally, is extremely important. I mean, that's it. It's kind of leads, really.
Love that. Let's take a quick time out to hear from our sponsors.
Are you looking for ways to improve your life?
Here at Jake and Gino, our mission is to empower students through financial education and the vehicle of multifamily investing.
Yes, Jake. We agree that a person with financial intelligence can change the world for the better.
We've created our proprietary three-step framework, Buy Right, Manage Right, and Finance Right, that we teach to our community. This framework, along with education, our one-on-one mentorship, on-site boot camps, and the amazing community, has propelled our students to massive success.
We've all been there. We've had so many students that have been able to shift their mindset, overcome limiting beliefs, and set a clear path to achieve their goals. Whether you're currently fixing and flipping, wholesaling, or buying single-family rentals, and you know that multifamily investing is the right vehicle for you, I encourage you to visit jakeandgino.com/apply to schedule your complimentary consultation with our team. And I want to let you know, this isn't a high pressure sales call. It's really just a discovery call to get to know each other better and see if we're a good fit for working together. And if for any reason we're not a good fit, our team has tons of resources we will share with you to help you along your journey.
If you're ready to stop spinning your wheels, go to jakeandgino.com/apply and schedule your call now.
Okay, Peter, I got some short answer questions here for you. So what's your favorite book you've ever read and why?
It would be Never Split the Difference. And I believe you guys know the author of that one. That's a pretty valuable book. I would say the business books I've read are really good, and you can use elements to them. But Never Split the Difference is the kind of book where you read it and you say, well, you know, I got to read this five more times. Mm-hmm.
And then you still got to read it five more times because there's so much.
Exactly. I mean, negotiating is everything.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Love it. What about your best habit for success?
My best habit for success is how I dress. I think a lot of people that are close to me would say that as well. I try to wear a dress shirt and dress pants every day, maybe even a suit most times. I just feel like it gets me in a mindset to where I'm really focused and ready to go. It's a little, I guess, the younger people would say extra, quote unquote, but it's cool. It really helps me out, I think.
No, I love that. You look good, feel good, do good, right?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. So Gino, there have been a ton of golden nuggets in this episode. I want you to sum up a few of them. What do you got for us?
Well, we could spend the whole podcast just diving into it, right? Because I think it comes down to mindset. And let me document Peter's journey again for everybody who doesn't remember. He went into nursing, wanted to be a nurse anesthetist. And he pulled the e-brake and goes, well, I'm doing all this, not really my cup of tea. And I think that's what college is all about. College is all about an exploration of what you want to do, right? Because I'm 50 years old. I still don't know what I want to do when I grow up. You never do, right? And you're always learning and constantly growing. And that's the important thing. And it's okay if you go do something that you don't like to do. Don't worry about it. You still have that experience. You still have that knowledge. He still has that degree. I'm sure he can talk really well about science and all. There's never lost. But when you find your passion like Peter did, it's okay to downshift and to say, you know what? I'm going to do it. Josh, I think the second thing is there's nothing in life where you can make excuses. You know, Peter is young when he got into multifamily, when he got into real estate. Everyone out there has got an excuse. It's called a limiting belief. Well, your limiting belief has been crushed, I think, on this podcast because Peter has done it at a young age. He started out wholesaling like most individuals do. You don't have to start out at wholesaling if you don't want to. That was his journey. I think, Josh, the next thing that Peter did is he went to seek to serve. He went out and he learned. He didn't just go haywire, right? He didn't just go crazy and start investing. He actually learned the process of real estate and learned to see if he liked it. And from what I'm hearing, it sounds like he has a passion towards it and he really enjoys it. I think that's also promoted him to success. The next thing is that education times action. You have to continue to educate yourself and continue to grow in the space. He started out from wholesaling, went into multifamily, a little bit of mobile home parks. Now he's in development. So he's gone run through the whole gamut and he loves the real estate space. There's constant growth there. The next thing, Josh, is partnerships. Partnerships are really powerful in multifamily. So don't be afraid to seek out a partnership. And his advice on partnerships was spot on. You have to bring value to your partnership. Once that value is gone, there's no reason to partner with somebody else, whether you have money, whether you have experience, whether you can do day-to-day, whether you can find the deals, whether you can underwrite the deals. There's so many different facets of multifamily that you can get into and add value to that partnership. Finally, I'll say it again. You either pay to play or you seek to serve. It's one of the only couple ways that you're going to get into a space. And if multifamily is not rocket science, Josh, but as you know, you need to know certain things. You need to learn certain things. And it's all about getting experience. It's all about that proof of concept. Peter started out with a difficult deal. It sounded like it was mixed use, had leases on it. But he started out small, and there's nothing wrong with starting out small. Think big, start small, because that first deal propelled him to the second deal, which is a 6-unit, propelled him to the third deal, which is a 35-unit. So I want everyone out there, you don't have to start with this massive deal. If you want a house hack and get into a duplex or a fourplex, there's nothing wrong with that. Just get out there and just start the journey.
Man, Gino, you crush it. I don't know if I can add anything to that. Peter, how can the listeners get a hold of you?
Either by phone or by email. I'll just go ahead and give out my number if that's all right. It's 865-850-0679. And my email is PRATTI3@gmail.com. I mean, I'm honestly very open to talk to anyone there is. I mean, you know, whether it's in the community or anywhere else. I mean, I think your listeners are worthy of some free advice from still a novice like me, but I'm happy to talk to anyone for as long as they need.
Yeah, anyone looking at investing in East Tennessee, I would highly recommend reaching out to Peter. Really great dude, who's absolutely crushing it. And with that, I mean, Peter, I want to thank you for being an amazing guest on the show and sharing your movers and shakers story. Now, guys, if you want to be the next movers and shakers guest, email us, josh@jakeandgino.com. And if you like the show, please leave us a review. And until next time, let's make it a movers and shakers week. See you, everybody.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Peter.
Thanks, guys.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.